This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The home and garden of Luther Burbank is a local landmark in Santa Rosa, less so the Sebastopol farm where he actually did most of his historic work.
He needed the Gold Ridge farm property for the space. He wanted to have enough space to be working on his experiments. Specifically, he was starting his development of plums. To come from that would be the Santa Rosa plum, the Satsuma plum, and all the others that Burbank introduced. He only had about 4 or 5 acres in Santa Rosa, and he needed a lot more. So he found ultimately 18 acres out there in Gold Ridge, west of Sebastopol. That became the Gold Ridge Farm.
Bob Hornback, a horticultural historian who volunteers at the farm, says Burbank purchased it in 1885, just a year after the Santa Rosa property, and used it for most of his experimental work.
If something didn't quite work, or all the messy details involved in getting to the point of perfection, it stayed at Gold Ridge Farm. Anything that worked was then transported to Santa Rosa, and Santa Rosa was used largely, though not exclusively, as a display garden.
Burbank would make the 90-minute trip to Sebastopol several times a week, often by bicycle, and it was there he also practiced and refined his innovative form of multivarietal grafting.
When he developed, say, a particular variety of plum, he wanted to see it develop and set fruit and so forth in the shortest amount of time. To do that, he would graft a seedling onto the tip branches of a mature tree. That would cause it to set fruit in as little as 2 years. He would multi-graft these mother trees, a plum tree for the plum grafts and apple for apples and so on and so on. There was one cherry tree, no longer standing, unfortunately, that had as many as 525 different varieties of cherry grafted onto it one time.
Burbank died in 1926, and today only a portion of the farm remains. But Hornback explains it has been carefully preserved and still includes some of those famous multi-graft trees.
It's down to somewhere between 2 and 3 acres of what used to be 18 acres plus. It is the core of the garden, nonetheless. The old cottage has been restored. It's still right there. We've rebuilt the storage barn and added a greenhouse and a lath house. So you get a pretty good picture of what it used to look like. We also, of course, have black and white photos to show you what it actually looked like back in his time.
The gardens are open daily for self-guided tours now, but while Burbank was carrying out his experiments there, he maintained fairly tight security.
Gold Ridge Farm was supposed to be secretive. It was all fenced under lock and key, and you were only allowed out there if you paid a rather steep admission charge. It was $10 an hour back in the early 1900s. Very, very steep.
Today, the land is owned by the City of Sebastopol, and this weekend, trained volunteers will be on hand to offer guided tours and more.
By having the open house events, it gives people a chance to come by and see the farm. You can actually take a tour, but you can also access plants. This is one of the few places on the planet where you can purchase actual Burbank plants.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.